I was perfectly okay with you being a butt.
Who actually objected to you being a butt? Was it just you?
I mean, I questioned the why of it when you first changed it, but it's not like I was particularly put off by it. I was just curious. Well, yeah. Yeah, it was. Poor butt avatar, we hardly knew ye. Lasted less than a week, I think.
Well, it was the last time that we did this, so...
Though Buddha Amanda is pretty good, too, so...
I like Buddha Amanda.
Thank you.
I think Buddha Amanda is a pretty cool guy.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, is everyone actually here?
Yes.
Seems so.
Okay, here's something to talk about before we get started. What were your new stunts?
Oh, fuck. I forgot we were supposed to get stunts. Hang on.
I know I picked one. I just forgot what I picked. Cat, that is the keyboard. I need that. Or at least I need you not to sit on it.
Did any of you get the stunt that allows you to shout and call in a bunch of bugs?
No.
Is that a thing?
You guys will really like the stunt I got. I took the stunt Hush.
Nice.
I can make stealth checks for additional people equal to my rank in stealth. So I can, three of the four of the rest of you, I can just make the stealth check for.
Three of the four of you.
So as long as one of you has some amount of stealth other than me, we can be super freaking sneaky.
Or just isn't there.
Yes.
Sounds good. I talked with James and invented one, because the book says that if there is something missing and you feel like there's a cool one, you can just make it up with the GM.
Oh.
We invented one called Modern Day Oracle. Once per session can roll mysteries. That's what I named it.
Okay.
You named it a stupid name.
I sure did.
What did you name it?
Dowsing.
Once per session can roll mysteries for the purposes of investigation. That's basically what it is.
I'm back.
Sup?
Sam, let's take a look at the gun section.
That's where I am right now.
Or the pilot session.
See, the reason...
Is there anything I have in the pilot section?
There are. There are quite a few pilot stunts.
So, Sam...
Oh, shit. Hang on. What is my gun skill? Oh, my guns isn't better than my alertness. Never mind.
Say, Sam.
Yes.
So, the other reason that I talked with James about making up this stunt
mm-hmm.
was because I needed something that was as regularly useful as Biggles' guns for defense roll. Like, I am minorly jelly of that stunt. It is always useful, always.
Oh, sweet. I will just take long shot for guns.
Okay, just gets you an additional zone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I've got that for throwing weapons.
At some point, I'll figure out zones.
I don't think it's too hard. It's just never really use it because most of the time we're all right up in each other's faces.
Hey guys, today's story is gonna be pulpy as fuck.
Yay!
More than usual, a return to roots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we going on a grand adventure?
We're going full on Doc Savage here.
Oh god.
Oh nice. I'm done.
Let's see. So you got Long Shot, you got Modern Day Oracle, Zach got Hush. Josh, what'd you get?
I think Josh is still away.
I don't think I picked yet, actually.
And Kevin, of course.
Wasn't Kevin also going to switch some of his to not use to... Wasn't he thinking of getting rid of his headquarters since we haven't really used it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be a unique stunt you can take with wealth that just basically lets you create a temporary headquarters because you just have the money to be like, this place is our new staging area.
I don't see why not. That would be kind of cool. That sounds like a rat stunt.
So punching, resolve, or endurance?
I think endurance makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Considering the shit you've been through.
I have been getting the shit kicked out of me.
Or like, resolve. A lot. Either of those. But
I'm sorry, Josh. You've become the Worf. You've become the super tough man that gets beaten up always to show how strong the enemies are.
Except I don't actually get beaten like Worf does.
You don't just get schooled every time.
Yeah, poor Worf.
Cue a scene of Worf flying over the bridge.
No.
Happens like every fucking time.
You roll well on the Call of the Wild talent, you can summon 500 cockroaches.
But then you just quit the game, James. That would defeat the GM.
I can deal with hypothetical cockroaches.
Okay, I guess that works.
James, do you have an aversion to cockroaches?
Yes.
What was the pause?
Sometimes you have to be careful who you tell about your fears.
Oh, I just wanted context.
Yeah, no, that's it.
And now we know what to expect for the next Call of Cthulhu game Sam runs.
Oh, please, like it wasn't gonna be some form of insect.
Yeah, like I can deal with the idea of them. Right, so I think I'm ready to start this.
Alright, I'm good whenever.
Amanda, that the difference between those two questions is hypothetical, because in either case I will have shot myself in the head before they touch the ground.
I knew it would end this way.
So James, out of curiosity, I guess that means that if I were to happen to get a pet praying mantis, you would not appreciate it.
As long as you keep it in a cage, like I don't mind it.
As long as it's not crawling across his face.
What if I picked it up and handled it, because they're bros?
Then that's fine.
James, I saw a spider on his bed. He slept in the living room for a week. I like hearing Amanda laugh from the other room.
I'm surprised you didn't tell the story of when we were moving cement blocks and I saw a spider web and you made a hissing noise and I jumped 10 linear feet backwards.
It was pretty good. You were like just perfectly floated through the air backwards. I think you hovered.
He's had since 1992.
Yeah, no, he's been making giant 2-page spreads for half the chapters he makes. Like, just half of the chapter is 2-page spreads, and they're really pretty, but they don't progress the story, and they probably took a lot of time to draw. God damn it.
Let's see. Gigantomachia, a 6-chapter miniseries set 100 million years in the future about an epic war between the forces led by Zeus and the nether forces led by the giant Alcyoneus.
I'm sorry, what?
Set 100 million years in the future, it's about an epic war between the forces led by Zeus and the nether forces led by the giant Alcyoneus.
What?
That's so hard to understand, dude.
I just... Okay.
Seriously. Get the program.
I'm with the program, but I'm not sure where the program is going.
I'm not sure where the program is going either, but I'm sure it'll include a lot of copious murder. Because that's what this guy draws. He just draws death everywhere. All he draws is people being severed into or some shit.
And rape horse. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget that.
This giant.
We'll never be able to forget that.
You know what did at least finish? The Evangelion manga.
Loudly.
Welp.
Well, that's...
That made that joke cross the line from one line to two lines.
From one line to the other.